Not go, no more time for this topic. So we got very involved because we were trying to figure out exactly to understand what's the, why is there no Al Anisim Main Shalosh. We found a bunch of different timing. And Lamaisa, by me, I still go back to the main Shverakait that the Goyen and the Mishabura and many of the Poiskim seem to throw in a whole new reason. It's a Pella Godel. They ignored the Marami Rattenberg, who gave us the reason. He said, basically he said, Lo yala levish to say it because there's no place for it. That's what he said. There's no place to do it. Finished. So why is the Goyen giving us a... Now we learned the Mishabura here, as I mentioned to you, Mishabura is Mamish Seiser himself. Because the Mishabura says that he says like the Goyen, right? Not like the Marami Rattenberg. But then if you look in the Shaar HaTzion here, so again, the Mishabura himself in Sifkot Nun Teh says, the Ha'afilu b'berichas ha'mazon eni b'chuyiv la'aska mitzad ha'din rak mitzad minhoga v'kan leko minhoga klal. Yeah. Meaning that Mishabura goes like the Vilna Goyen. That the reason why we don't say Chanukah al Anisim because it's a minik ba'alma, it's not mi'ikar ha'din, and here we don't have a minik. Forgetting, like I said, it's hard to understand even what that means. How does that answer the question? Why isn't there a minik? Whatever. I don't hear how it answers the question, but showing it promotes the meaning. If the question was, the question was, why don't we do different than it says in halacha, then it would make sense. But that's not the question. The question is, why isn't there a minik for Alanis? And there's no answer. But more than that, what bothers me is, just look at the Mishabura himself. The Mishabura comes in the Shaar HaTzion, and he says, look at the Primi Godim. Primi Godim, who brings the Marami Rattenberg? And the Primi Godim brings the Marami Rattenberg, that the reason is because there's Loyal Alevish. So the whole thing is just one big Marafi Sigra. It's one big Marafi Sigra. So we found many stiras in Shulchan Aruch Lagabi Basa Tchila Sudazlin and Lagabi Basa Seif Sudazlin. Right? Many, many stiras, some blatant stiras, some mashmois dorshim stiras. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Rosh holds it. The Rosh basically holds you don't go basa tchila suda, you go basa hashta. That's the shita of Rosh. Right? You go by when you're benching, even Shabbos. You go by when you're benching. Right? Be'etzem the shita of Rosh is das yochid. Roiv the rishonim achaylik with the Rosh. Right? Shulchan Aruch seems to be chaylik with the Rosh. Right. Shulchan Aruch Paskin seems to Paskin not like the Rosh. Right. But yet, a lot of the Nakudas that the Rosh brings a raya from, the Shulchan Aruch does Paskin like. Kegoin, there's a Tosefta. And that Tosefta that the Rosh brings says Mefurish that if you have a Suda Schol Shenichlis L'Shabbos, you taka do it. You tzevetzeh. Meaning you don't go Bosa Tchila Suda. You go by when you're benching. Paskin's Mefurish that way. The Tosefta. And the Beis Yosef brings down that. So he brings the psukim of the, and then the Rosh brings down the famous shayla of somebody in Davin Minchan Shabbos, Davin's two Myers, Myers of Shulchol, you go Basar Hashtar, you don't go Basar what the Mechayev was. The Rosh goes, Lagabi all those dinim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rosh. Lagabi Tchil Suda, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins not like the Rosh. Right? But on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins L'chumra, that if you start a meal on Friday and you finish on Shabbos, then he goes like the Rosh. But if you start a meal on Shabbos and you go to Motzei Shabbos, he passes not like the Rosh. And again, the only viable Eitzah for this is the Eitzah of the Mogen Avraham, which is that's the Eitzah all the Pais can say, that he was going to Chumra. Taka holds Meikar, I did not like the Rosh. But if you're going to Lechum, it's a Suffolk. As far as the Shulchan Aruch held, it was a Suffolk. So therefore, if you ate Friday before Shabbos, you went into Shabbos, Lechum, he goes like the Rosh. Also Suffolk. Matzah Shabbos, he goes like the other Rishon. There you go, Basar Tchilas. That's the Eitzah. That's the Eitzah found in the Primi Godim, in the Mogen Avraham. And I'm telling you, Lahalacha L'maaseh, they hold that according to Shulchan Aruch, you never bench again. Yeah. According to the Primi Godim. He says it. I'm not telling you. He says it. The Prima Gadim says it. The Ben Ishchai says it. That according to the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody doesn't say Ritzei when they had a meal that went into Shabbos, or they don't say Ritzei from a meal from going in Shabbos to out of Shabbos, not because of Shalshanis, nothing with Shalshanis. Let's say you didn't have three meals on Shabbos, so you had to have passed by Shalshanis. Shalshanis was your second meal. You never had a third meal. So there, Luchar, if you forgot Ritzei, you have to say Ritzei. Right? Shalshanis would be your second meal Shabbos. Let's say you had a stomachache. Shalosh Shunas is your second meal. What's the halacha if you forget Ritzei? You have to bench again. Zok the Prima Gadim. If Shalosh Shunas ends Balaiwa, you forgot Ritzei, you don't bench again. Why? Because it's a suffix. If we pass him like the, maybe we pass him like the Rosh. So the Prima Gadim holds halacha lemaisa and the Ben Ishchai, halacha lemaisa. There is no conclusion. It's not conclusive if we go basar tchilas or we don't go basar tchilas. Even though the Shulchan Aruch brings it down besakino charifa, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this at all. By me, it's a pella. It's a pella that this is missing from the. I'm not being chaylik on the halacha, because if it was polter from the Prima Gadim and from the Ben Ishchai, who mamish you have. The avia voice of the Ashkenazi shepoiskim, the avia voice of the Sfarad shepoiskim, you can't be matche. But lemaisa, it's a chiddush neira. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. Shulchan Aruch sounds like if you forgot Ritzei, you got to bench again. That's what it sounds like. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that there's any chiluk statement. But azoy zok the Prima Gadim, when azoy zok the Ben Ishchai, based on the fact that the only way to explain why the Shulchan Aruch is toifis the rush. And Toifis, the other Rishonim, is because the Shulchan Aruch was Sifukei Misapkelei. Who? Yeah. That's the Shiloh of the Mogan Avraham. If it's called a steer, if it's not called a steer. I got always told it's not a steer. But let's see when we finish. So Lamaisa, this is all very difficult. Very, very difficult. Difficult error. Then we also don't have an Eitzah why the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach's Kasha, why in Tafresh Tadeh, the Shulchan Aruch Taka brings down 2 days by Chanukah and Purim. Right? Shulchan Aruch brings down Tafresh Tadeh, at least by Purim. Shulchan Aruch brings down Yesh Oimrim, that we don't go Basar Tchila Suda. Right? And in Hilchas Bruch Samazim, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Besakina Harifa, that we do go Basar Tchila Suda. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, "Klar, Shabbos, Chanukah, and Purim, you go basa tchilas suda." And Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Purim brings down 2 days. Brings down L'chayr brings the day at the Asar Rosh. Right. Then we had the Ramah in the Shuvas Ramah who made a distinction and held that even if you go basa tchilas suda as linon, there'd be a svar by Chanukah you shouldn't do it. There'd be a svar by Rosh Chodesh you shouldn't do it. But yet the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is not masik. When the Shulchan Aruch comes here in Kuf Peches, and the Shulchan Aruch says that Hu Adin Chanukah and Purim is not Masik. Shulchan Aruch says, Ho Yaochel the Yetzir Shabbos, Maskish Shal Shabbos of Zamazin, Tazlina Bosat Chil Asuda, for Hu Adin, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, Chanukah, everything is Gevaldik. The Magen Avraham says, L'choyre the Shloz, is Paskins, Beilu, Kivin, Shem, Mitzvah, Bataisu, is Loi Askin. For Kain Kosov, B'tshuvah, Zamazin. But it's interesting that even the Ramon is Chuvus who says poor may be yeah, he says Chanukah Rosh Chodesh not, because there's not really a Chiyuv Suda there b'chlal. But here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon is bishtika. The Ramon is quiet. Shulchan Aruch says Hu Adin b'Rosh Chodesh b'Purim v'Chanukah, not like in Tafresh Tarihe, right? Where the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. And the Ramah is Shaisik. He's quiet. He's happy with it. Charles, why? Why is he happy over here and his Shuvas he's not happy? So this is really, this is just some of the issues. There's many more issues about this whole Tchila and Seif. Many, many more issues. The Taz holds an interesting idea. I'm just sharing it with you. It's pretty much a Das Yochan in this. The Taz holds that there's no Stira B'chlal between Tchila Sud and Seif Sud. He holds that that if you go Basa Tchila Suda, it just means you're also Chayiv. Rav Daniel, you would like that because you look at like, you could have a Chayiv Askara. You can make Tanoim on it, you can make... So he, the Taz holds, Zelostira. Yo Basa Tchila Suda Azlina. That doesn't mean that the Soif Suda doesn't exist. It means the Tchila Suda is Machayiv Askara. Yesh li kazeh chov on my shoulder to say Shabbat. You understand? I have an obligation. I started my meal on Shabbos. I have a Ritzei obligation. It's on my Munach al Ksofa. I have a such obligation. Now, the Shulchan Aruch also says that if you start on Friday, you end Shabbos, you have to say Ritzei. No problem. It's a lo stira. It's not a stira. There's Chiyuve Azkor, the way you have to look at it according to the Taz, there's Chiyuve Azkor that get triggered. It's like a toll. Okay? You pass a toll booth, you have to pay. You start a meal on Shabbos, you owe a ritzei to the pushke. You owe a haskara for Shabbos. Basa Tchil Suda Azlina means it's enough to be mechayev you. Zema speak. Doesn't mean, oh! I'm holding Shabbos now. No, I'm not holding Shabbos now. I started Shabbos. That was mechayev me. Now I have a choyv. I'm in debt. You have a mortgage. You have your first mortgage. You have your second mortgage. Your first mortgage was Shabbos. You started the meal Shabbos. First mortgage. You ended on Shabbos. You have to say Al Shabbos. You ended Shabbos. So no stirabaka. That's the Taz. That's the Taz. Now again, the Rosh doesn't hold like that. Klar. The Rosh holds not like that. But according to the Taz's understanding, it's not a stira. In Musig, it's not a contradiction to say you go Basa Tchila Suda and to also go Basa Seif Suda. That is not a stira. It's not a contradiction. You could hold both. So what the Shulchan Aruch is doing is fine. And then it answers Mamela, it answers the Kasha, the Kaf HaChaim and everybody else. Kaf HaChaim Taka. Kaf HaChaim holds it a Sofik. But he holds it since it's a Sofik. So don't make a sofik. That's the Kaf HaChaim Sofik. He says it's taka sofik because it's sofik. So don't. So I want to explain to you like this, and I'm going to show you a new approach in the Shlah Kaddish. A new approach that the way we're going to learn the Shlah, he's really not chaylik with the Shulchan Aruch at all. It will also explain why the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Peches were so happy. Vuadin, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. By the way, he doesn't say Yom Tov for some reason. You know, he asked this. In Kuf Peches, Shulchan Aruch says Shabbos. Vuadin, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. What happened to Yom Tov? Yom Tov for sure you go Basa Tchila Suda. For some reason. So everybody understands, Avada, yeah, Avada. But why does Shulchan Aruch say it? It also answers why the Ramah, who in Shuvas Ramah said, that even if I could hear the Svara by Purim, you go Basa Tchila Suda, by Chanukah not, Avada Yosef and Yechavadas, Chela Gimel. He has a whole shtickle on this Ramah. In Shuvas Ramah. He's in Ateres Kenim. So if you have time, you should look it up in Chela Gimel, in Shuvas Yechavadas. He's very busy with that. But in Shuvas Ramah, the Ramah seems told, Chanukah is mamish like. Chanukah is totally a chiddush. Chanukah is no chiyuv suda. Totally a chiddush that you go Basa Tchila Suda. But over here, in Kuf Peches, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Vuadin Shabbos, Vuadin Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, the Ramah is quiet. He's happy. What? So I'll tell you like this. You have to look at it that there's three separate categories of askaras, right? So let's look at Shabbos, and then we could isolate Chanukah and Purim, and then in Chanukah and Purim we could isolate Chanukah too. Chanukah being the least mistavra to say the main amura, which I'm going to explain to you why. The least logical to say main amura. Shabbos obviously being the most. Yom Tov, Shabbos Yom Tov is the same. Chanukah and Purim is going to be less, and in the Chayis Da'aga, Chanukah will be less than Purim, which is what the Ramon says in Shuvas. He says, I have a swar, Chanukah should be there. So it's like this. Haskoras Mein Amura, the day is Machayev it. Right? The Yom Tov is Machayev it. That's Haskoras Mein Amura, normally. Haskoras Mein Amura, the day is Machayev it. Because the day triggers a change to everything about the day. Even things that you normally do on the day that have nothing to do with Yom Tov, like Shachris. But your Shachris is also affected, like the Gemara says, by Todor and Muktish. The Gemara says that the Todor, the carbon Talmud that you bring on Shabbos, also is Muktish. Shabbos affects everything. The Yom Tov of Shabbos affects everything. So Mela, it's different. So the day, the Kedushas Hayoim, the Yom Tov, is Mechayev. The fact that it's a Yom Tov is Mechayev Mein Amura. That's Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no questions about it. Not only that, I'll tell you a Chiddush Gadol Moed that Rabbi Yankov said. He said, I don't understand. The Gemara had a whole Nidain. If you say Alanisim Al Chanukah, Ganzer Nidain, maybe not to say it at all. In Birchas HaMazon, maybe nothing. Tisha B'Av, many Poskim hold, you say Nachem and Benjamin. Tisha B'Av. That's not a little modern. Let's go to Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Let me get in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And we'll see a kama v'kama poiskim that hold that you say. Oh, Sfasemes comes. He says, I don't understand. Eich posa karamo b'simin tov kufnen zayin. The choyle she'oichel b'tisha b'av, mazkir nachim b'bruch samozen. By Chanukah, the Gemara and Emdon, you're not going to say. It's only the Rabbanon, and the Gemara says, well, maybe it's Pirsuminisa. Maybe Pirsuminisa. Like, the Gemara is finding excuses to say Alanisim al Chanukah. Tisha B'Av is not Pirsuminisa, unfortunately. Right? Nachem is not Pirsuminisa. And it's the Rabbanon. So I don't understand, he says. I don't understand. And this is a psak of the Ramor, Rabbeinu Aramor, who halacha l'maisa has a suffix by Chanukah. Right? And Yishungo Bosa Tchil Suda, it's a Shvach HaAskora. And over here, by Nachem, he says, Choy l'shoycho b'tisha b'av, you have to say Nachem. So I don't understand. Zogt Rabbi Yankov has brought down the Sfasemes. Zogt Rabbi Yankov, it's not schwer. You know why? Tisha B'Av is Ikri Moed. Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tov. The Novi calls it a Moed. It's a Moed as a Choyvas as Kolas Mein Amuro. Unbelievable. He said, that's how the Ramah holds. Chanukah doesn't have that. That's why Chanukah, the Gemara is looking for excuses. The Gemara is always, maybe Pirsuminisa, maybe Chanukah. Zok Rabbi Yankov, Tisha B'Av, we don't have to look for reasons. It's a Ikri Moed. It's a Moed. Moed de Keteretz. Moed de Keteretz on the Sfasemes is Kasha on the Ramon. That's what Rabbi Yankov said. So now, so Shabbos and Yom Tov is Poshet. That there's Choyvas Mein Amur. It's Poshet. And Memela, it's a Chiyuv Gomor to say the Mein Amur. That's Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, over there has the biggest svara that it affects the Suda. And if it's a Suda Shabbos, or the Suda is happening on Shabbos, it's ending on Shabbos, you have to say Mein Amur. The day is Machayev you to say it. That's the most. Chanukah and Purim are really much shvacher. Chanukah and Purim is not a Yom Tov. As we explained, it's only Yimei Halav Oidah. It's not a Yom Tov. They're not also B'Melacha. It's not a real Yom Tov. Chanukah is a much lower obligation. And therefore, it's much more logical on Chanukah and Purim that you won't go Bosat Chilasudah. Because it's not like it was chal or choivas mehin amura. If I happen to be benching on these days, I happen to mention it. It's not a, and that's the reason why the Ramah discusses the possibility that there's no tchila suda by Chanukah and Purim, because then it's not enough of a yomtiv to meyachis the whole suda. Now it's a sudas yomtiv. It's not. Doesn't mean it. Zokter Ramah, but even if we're going to say it by Purim at least is a chayva suda. Chanukah has no chayva suda. So Chanukah, it's not a yomtiv. Then you could say the yomtiv created an obligation. Mitzad the yomtiv. It's not a choy vasuda. The Ramah says, by Chanukah, I really have very little to be soymech that you should go basar tchila suda. I don't have what to rely on. But yet, the Mechaber in Hilchus Birch Samozin in Kuf Peches says we go basar tchila suda. Then Yom Tov, which l'chor zicha you do, he doesn't say. And then he says, for who adin, Reshchoidish Chanukah Purim. So I'll tell you like this. There's a whole different way to learn the Shulchan Aruch. The way to learn the Mechaber is very simple. That really, it's such a good point not to go Basar Tchila Suda on Chanukah and Purim because they're not Yomim Tovim. And who are then possibly Reshchoidish? Reshchoidish has a mile, it's a Yem Sheyesh Bekorban. That really, the Shulchan Aruch is not saying that you go Basar Tchila Suda on Chanukah and Purim, or Rosh Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch saying something else. Shulchan Aruch saying, on Shabbos you go Basar Tchila Suda. Who are Din Yom Tov, of course. What happens if I'm benching Motzei Shabbos? It's also Motzei Chanukah. Or it's also Motzei Purim. Hechen Adayin Adin, Elayin Adin. What's halach? So, once there's halach of Tois v'Shabbos, and now we go, Basar Tchila Suda L'Gabi Shabbos, is Hu Adin, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chanukah, Hu Adin. It's not too much. That's why the Ramah is not Masik. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down a Yeshayimrim. There's no Yeshayimrim not like that. Shabbos is Gerda. Now hold on tight. I hold that this is Pshan Nishloch. Shloch is not even being Chaylach on the Shulchan Aruch. The Mogen Avraham brought down a Shloch that the Shloch said maybe there's only a din Basar Tchila Suda with his Kedushas Yom Tov, with his Tosfos Kedusha. Let's look at the Lashon of the Shloch. Let's go inside the Shloch and also in the Hagoyis HaShloch. We'll see that the Mamish reads Gevaldik. Here's the Shloch HaKadosh. You should look it up. It's in the Shara Oisius. Oiskuf. Okay. Zoktaze. Listen to Lashon HaShloch. Kosav b'shulchan aruch simin kuf peiches ha-yoichel v'yetzei Shabbos maski shal Shabbos b'ruch zamozen d'aznin b'bosot tchilos ha-sude. V'hu adin l'rosh chodesh u'purim. Hu adin l'rosh chodesh u'purim. Okay. Zokta hago, omali moiri, marash mi lublin, the kachim psokon shol dvorim. Listen to these words. This is the psak. Mi shemoshcho sudos shol Shabbos l'toich halaylo, yazki ritzei bebirkas hamozen, mipnei shemitzvo lohoisif ha-Shabbos. Then he says like this. V'afim hoyo rosh chodesh b'Shabbos, there's no Tosfos Rosh Chodesh even when it's on Shabbos. Zokter, it doesn't matter. Afilu hochi me'acha Hashem moisif haShabbos. Since you're adding to Shabbos and now it's still Shabbos, me'mela zokter ozu Rosh Chodesh al kein yazkir gam shel Rosh Chodesh avu Rosh Chodesh shechal be'emtza shavua. It's not Rosh Chodesh now. That's it does. Yeah? That's his claw. So we're talking about mamish. If it came out on Shabbos, Shabbos or Shchodesh, memela dos ken dos dos alein ipsak in the Shulchan Aruch. Finished. In Tofresh Sari, hey, where the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about. And that makes sense now also. Why is Shulchan Aruch didn't say Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov is Bechlal not Negeya. And you don't have Chanukah on Yom Tov, and you don't have it. Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. It's not Negeya. It wasn't Negeya Bechlal. So it comes out that the Haskorah that we make on Chanukah is really a very unique Haskorah. It's only, the Haskorah is only, it's not Mehein Amur like a regular Yom, which is why exactly why the Gemara has a Sofik not to make it at all. Right? Now, and it doesn't really affect the meal. The meal doesn't become a meal of Chanukah, that now the meal becomes Chayiv, and that's why that would be the Svaranat. Let's just move one step further. But if you look in the Rambam, and that's probably what the Rambam means, and that's what Rashi means. When Rashi, it's a modern Rashi, right? Let's go back to our Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi says, Kovum b'halo v'ido. What's the halo v'ido? To do halo and to say Alanisim. What is Alanisim? Alanisim is regular Mehen Amura. It's Mehen Amura. There's no separate takana to make Alanisim. It's Mehen Amura. If you're benching Mehen Amura, you're davening Mehen Amura. Teret says, no. It's not Mehen Amura. It's not a Yom Tov. Doesn't qualify. It doesn't qualify. It's a separate takana that they made that when you daven, even though it doesn't become like Shabbos, Tefillah Shel Shabbos. It doesn't become like that. It doesn't become a Tefillah Shel Shabbos. It doesn't become a Tefillah Shel Chanukah. Doesn't become that. But they were misakin. Chazal, that's what Rashi's saying. They were misakin. That when you daven, and you're being moided HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that, it was a separate takona, make Alanisim. If Chazal wouldn't have been misakin to make Alanisim, the fact, Mein Amuris wouldn't have been a reason to say it. They had to make a separate takona. If you look in the Rambam says they were misakin. When you're being moideh, you should say, you should be mamshech to say this. Agav. So really, there isn't a separate obligation. Als mein amura, it's just a hemshech to the nusach of the brocha when you're davening. Chazal added a new nusach to the tefillah. They added a nusach to the tefillah. Comes the Marami Rottenberg, and the Marami Rottenberg says, Lo yala levish, right? To say Alanisim as an independent thing. All it is an added nusach to the tefillah. Because once you're Isaac and Ido, so say it. Once you're Isaac and Ido, they were Mesakin. This is the way you should incorporate the Ido of Chanukah in the Chayvas Ido that you're doing now in tefillah. They were misakin that you should incorporate, not as Mein Amura, they were misakin you should incorporate, Zok to Mahami Randberg, Loyala Alev Ish, that in Brichas Mein Sholosh, where there's nothing to incorporate it to, that you should say it. The only reason you'd be saying it is as Mein Amura. Loyala Alev Ish. The Goyen is not choyluk with the Mahami Rottenberg. The Goyen is ashloma to the Mahami Rottenberg. The Goyen is saying, there is no Mein Amura Mechayiv to say it Bechlal. The Mechayiv is not to say it. The Mechayiv was, there's no Mein Amura today. Chazal will Mechayiv you, they will Mechayiv you to incorporate. When they made the takana, that Chanukah is choyvas halal, they said we have two places where you have a chiyuv to make halal. One is in halal, and one is in the bracha of hoidah. When you're davening, Zok Rashi, Rashi's telling you, I'm not telling you this chiddush. This is the Rebbe Rashi. Chazal will misakin that when you're davening, that chiyuv halal that you have, when you say, Asher Kiddushon, Zoysev, it's Yvonne, Likrei, Asa halal, you also have a chiyuv, that chiyuv halal in davening. When you moedet Hashem in the davening, you have a choyvas halal in the davening. That's what Rashi says. When they were mesak and halal, these were the two halals. Halal, halal, halal gadol, and they were mesak and halal in birchas hodor. Benching does not have a birchas hodor, by the way, Rabbi say. It doesn't have a birchas hodor. It does not have one. It has, listen, it has what we call birchas ha'oretz. It's really not a bracha of halal like moedim, where the bracha is thanking Hashem as a general, generic hodor. It doesn't have that. It has a bracha on Oretz, on Eretz Yisrael. It's not a halal klali that you're praising Hashem. Like we say in Moedim, Al Nisecho Shebuchoyim Yimonu, Al Nifloy Secho, V'toy V'secho Shebucholeis. There, Chazal said, when you're making a halal klali, you have to incorporate a halal pchot to you about Chanukah. That's a chiv, that's not a rishus. It's not ma'akev, yoytze davening, but that's a chiv. Why is not Ma'akev the davening? Because it's not Mein Amuva. It's a strange thing, right? It's a chiv, but it's not Ma'akev. You know why? Because the only thing that makes that you're not Yotze Tefillah is when it's Mein Amura. The reason why that is because Mein Amura means now the Tefillah is a Tefillah of Yom Tov. So if you don't have Azkara, you're not Yotze Tefillah. It's a Tefillah Shel Yom Tov. Chanukah doesn't have something called Tefillah Shel Yom Tov. It's a tefillah of Chanukah. It's a regular tefillah of Sachoil. Happens to be, I have a choiv on my shoulder of halal, and Chazal said, you have to do it when you daven too. Yeah, but once I daven, if you want me to make an analogy, it's very similar to the Briskerov by a Seber, where the Briskerov explains why, if there's a Seber during the Dalat, the Machloikis Rishon, the Shail of Rishon, you have to go and do the mitzvah again. And the Briskerov explains that if a Seber is it in the Dalet Koses, right? Then you could do it again. Because I wasn't Yotze the Dalet Koses. I drank without a Seba. I wasn't Yotze. But if you learn, Heseba is a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for me to do a Seba when I have Dalet Koses. So if I have Dalet Koses without a Seba, I get a patch, a big patch, for not doing a Seba. But I can't now do it. I already was Yotze Dalet Koses. I have nothing to do other than getting a patch. I come for my patch. Shalom Aleichem, Rudinsky, come here. You didn't do a Seber. So Rudinsky says, but I want to do a Seber now. Sorry, the rabbi says, sorry, can't do it. You could do a Seber all day. You could sit for the whole year. You could do a Seber. But to be Yotze, a Seber, Bishas Dalet Koses, you can't do. You know why not, Rudinsky? Because you already were Yotze Dalet Koses. But if you hold a Seber that didn't in the Dalet Koses, then I could do a Seber now because I wasn't Yotze Dalet Koses. So when Me'ein Amur is Mechayiv, that means the way I just explained it to you, it means that the day made a din to the Tfilas, the Tfilas Shol Yom Tov. Now if I didn't say Me'ein Amur, I didn't daven. So I get a patch, and Rudinsky go daven. You didn't daven. Chanukah doesn't have Me'ein Amur. So the only thing is Tfilas Shol Chanukah. There's a din that when I'm davening, Chazal said, that's chiv halal that you have. Say it by moedim too. So I didn't. It's okay, rabbis, let me daven again. Sorry, there's something called a bracha of atol. You can't daven again. You use the davening. That's why there's a choiv gomer to say it. But it's not ma'akev the tefillah. Mod namaise. Choiv gomer. Not only choiv gomer. Rashi, according to Rashi, has koras alanisim in davening, is from the most chashuv askaras we have all year. Because there's no Yom Tov where Chazal were misakin. The Yom Tov is to say Yalav Yov. It's not like that. The Yom Tov is Yom Tov. It happens to be I say Yalav Yov. Chanukah, tiknu l'mal anisin. And yet I'm Yotze without it. You know why? Because it's not Me'ein Amur. It's not a tefillah shel Chanukah. It's a tefillah shel Chol where I have an obligation to pay the toll. If I didn't pay the toll, okay, I was Yotze davening and I didn't pay the toll. That's mamish fits beautifully. Benching does not have a birchas hador. That's what the goyim means. It's a minig ba'alma. What do you mean minig ba'alma? We're being cheap. We're trying to make it sound like it's nothing. No. The choiv, the chazal wa mesaken, to say alanisim, was only where there's a halal. You're supposed to make halal, and then when there's a halal in your prayers, you have a chiyuv to include into your halal klali, you have a chiyuv to include the halal proti of Chanukah, which is halal nisim. By benching, there's no halal klali. You're stam sticking in the middle of a haidah on Eretz Yisrael, because it has the word haidah, you're sticking in the halal ba Chanukah. It's a minig ba'alma. That's not a choif. That's not included in Rashi in Shabbos that says Tiknu loy malanis in betfila. Zokta goyin memela. There's no now we understand. Rami Rottenberg says. So what do you want by alanisim? Loyala levish loyma. Where are you putting it? You're putting it in a brocha. That's not idah at all. There's no idah. Elma, you found the word v'noida lecha. There's no brocha for that bechlal. When the Goyim says that it's only a minig baal, he's not giving us a different reason to Marami Rottenberg. He's mashlim to Marami Rottenberg. That it's not, if it would be askoros mein amura, right, then we would stick it in there. We wouldn't say, oh, does it fit perfectly here? Where does it fit perfectly? Who cares if it fits perfectly? Avachiv mein amura. The Goyim, therefore, not as the Goyim going in a different track, and that's why Mishabur brings down the Goyim, and he brings down Sharatzi and the Maami Rottenberg. It's Eilu Veilu, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Okay. See, I told you we were going to finish. I didn't say we'll do anything afterwards.